वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा पतितां वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्ण नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। माय थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड ऑफ हम्बल ऑबिशियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय ट्रांसेंडेंटल गुरु नित्यलीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड अंटो द लेटेस्ट फोर्ट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्यलीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। एज आई टोल्ड इन माय मॉर्निंग क्लास दैट In beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in first chapter, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in the guidance of six Goswami, their guru, Siksha Guru, a chhoye guru, je Siksha Guru je amar, a chhoye guru, Siksha Guru je amar, tasabar padme koti namaskar. Oh, he is not praying to his lotus feet of his own Diksha Guru. Why? He is doing pranam to his Siksha Guru. Who is his Siksha Guru? Can you discover? Very hard. Very hard. Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru. But who is Diksha Guru? He is not, and very wonderful thing, that he is not praying first his Diksha Guru, as we do. And he has broken away all the rules and regulations and he is praying his Siksha Guru. Why? To whom he is more benefited? His Guru. There are two lines. One Guru Parampara and one is Bhagavat Parampara. We accept Bhagavat Parampara and Guru Parampara includes in that Bhagavat Parampara. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami all accepted this Bhagavat Parampara. Sometimes Guru Parampara may be illegal and against Bhakti. It may be. But Bhagavat Parampara, in the guidance of Siksha Guru, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand, always authentic. Someone tells that Raghunath Das Goswami was his guru. Sometimes some say that Raghunath Bhatt was. But I think that when he was in family life, he and his brother, eldest brother, were initiated by a family guru in Krishna mantra, and that is why he does not want to disclose this fact that he left that guru. And he came in the lotus feet of Siksha Guru, all guru. Why he left? Oh, His brother was somewhat against Nityananda Prabhu. And he was making his eldest brother was making some offenses in his lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And especially, who was devotee of Nityananda Prabhu? Minniketam Ramdas. Ramdas became very angry. And he broke his flute and at once left that council. That very guru also, who was family guru, he was supporting his elder brother. So he rejected. Though he was in favor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was in favorable of Nityananda. And so he rejected. And he came here. And really he accepted these six gurus, especially Rupa and Raghunath Pade Rahu more. Always. So, in Diksha Guru, it may be something wrong. But in Bhagavat Parampara, never there is chance to be anything wrong. So, he is telling all this. And then he is justifying what he told. Yadapi Amar Guru Chaitanya Radas. But you should read loudly. Where is? He is reading only the explanation given by Swamiji, your Prabhupada. So I am following always my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So I keep always his explanation with me and his reading. So I am not different from Swamiji. Same opinion. But those who are bogus, not so much intelligence, they cannot follow me. And not following, they could not understand the deep meaning of Swamiji.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 1, text 44. Yadyapi amar guru Chaitanya Radas, tatapi janya ami tahara prakash. Translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Although I know that my spiritual master is a servitor of Sri Chaitanya, I know him also as Prakash, a plenary manifestation of the Lord.
Next also.
Guru Krishna Rupahana Shastra Pramane Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa Karen Bhaktagane. According to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scriptures, the spiritual master is none different from Krishna, Krishna Rupa. Lord Krishna, in the form of the spiritual master, delivers his devotees. Acharya mam vijaniyan navamanyeta kahichit namarcha buddhya suyeta sarva deva maya guru. One should know the Acharya as myself. Krishna is speaking here in Srimad Bhagavatam. One should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods.
Those who will think that he is a material purush like us, ordinary person, having this material body, material senses, or somewhat he is intelligent than me, or he is most
offensive.
You should do pranam from very far away. Don't associate, don't give any respect to these bogus gurus. And then, Shiksha Guru Tami Jani Tahar Prakash.
Text 47. Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishna Rasurup Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Edui Rup. One should know the Shiksha Guru, instructing spiritual master, to be the personality of Krishna, Krishna Swarup. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the super soul and also as the greatest devotee of the Lord.
So, who is Guru? Who is Shiksha Guru? Swayam qualification will be there. He is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat is the best
proof,
evidence, more than Vedas, more than Upanishad, more than any Grantha, Mahabharata, Harivansa, Purans, Amal Praman. Tulsidas has translated all the poems, verses of Srimad Bhagavatam in Hindi Chaitanya, Ramcharitmanas. And, you know, Valmiki took all these things from, the Siddhant was taken from Srimad Bhagavatam. So all are in one line. Not against anything. All are in the same line. So here he is telling the qualification of a real guru. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacheta samatpani sotriyam brahmanishtam. Tad vijnanartham. If you know by anywhere that worldly is mortal, full of suffering like a jail. Now you are young, you are thinking, like a mad person taking so much drug. Not in sense, you are thinking that I am monarch of all, I am happy. You are not really happy. You never can be happy. And knowing this fact, that even Hiranyakashipu hanging a life, like transcendental life, like, but not. He has a bone from Brahma. I will not die in day, in night, in evening, in a sky, or in water, anywhere. I will not be put to death by any creation by Brahma given, that a man, animal, demigod or anyone, I should not die inside room, outside room, not in a year, any month,
not even by any weapon.
Not by any weapon. And Brahma told yes. He wanted to have a bone that he should be Ajar Amar.
Immortal.
But Brahma told not this. But you can take any another bone. And thus he, being a very intelligent, he thought that I am very intelligent. And he took that bone. But at once in a moment, Nrisingadev came. Oh, that very Nrisingadev that use. Singing him. And came not on earth, not in a sky, not in
inside room,
by any weapon, not by any creation of any Brahma, not by weapon, not by in month, in leap year, not any month, not inside, not outside, on the middle of the doors. Where? Keeping him? And by what he do it?
Nails.
And took his all?
Intestine.
And fire was coming from his... What?
Hair.
From Jata. And that time all were feared. Even Lakshmi, Brahma, Shankar, all. That not dare to come to him. And trickily they sent Prahlad. Oh, to pacify your father. At once jumped he. And came in the lap of Nrisingadev. And at once he began to cry. I'm delayed. I could not come in nick of time. Please
forgive me.
Nrisingadev told. And take any boon from me. And this boy. Very bravely told, oh, I'm not a business person to take anything from you. Those who give and take, there are businessmen. I'm nothing with business. I want only serve you. You should be pleased. And so many things. So this demon was killed in a second. You know, Ravan, he could not be happy by serving whom? Shankar, Durga, Ganesh, Kali, He was serving so much. And by their grace, born, he has 10 heads also. And he cannot be killed by anyone. If anyone take his head, again 10 heads will come. But how he was killed? In a second. Not only one he, but his whole
dynasty.
Ek lakh putra sava lakh nati. Durga, Kali, Shankar, Ganesh, all fled away from Lanka. They could not help Ravan. Or consume. In a moment, Krishna jumped on the throne, high throne, and took his tiki. What? Ariel. And he jumped on the body of Kansa. And in a second, I think that the 100 parts, 1,000 parts of a second, Kansa was killed. He told that I simply jumped up here and he is killed. What should I do? I was like playing a play.
I am his nephew. I went to...
So you should see, in this world anyone is not happy. So realizing this, you will not realize now because you have taken so much drug and you are all like mad like. And when you will be old, at the age of 100, you will tell, oh Prabhu, take me to your place. I am not tolerating. And then a real jigyasa will come.
Question.
Tad vijnanartham guru mevave. At that time he should go to real guru. How I can be happy transcendentally? To whom? He will ask the Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, and especially Srimad Bhagavat and Gita. Who is Guru? And then all will tell, you should go to a Guru, realized Guru. He knows all kinds of Shastra. He is expert in all kinds of established roads. He knows all this. He is perfect. And secondly, Kshatriya Desh and Brahma Nishtham has some realization of Parabrahma. If he is fully expert in all Shastra, but not he has some realization of Krishna, he is not liable to be a guru. He should be rejected. He can quote all the Shastra, but even he is not guru. If he has no realization, if himself is not chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Govinda Damo Dharma Dvedi, Govinda Damo Dharma Dvedi. If he is not, and he is not happy always, so many problems, always angry, then always lusty. He has no disattachment from this world. There are so many ideas that he is not guru. He should be detached. But not only detached, he should know all the Shastra and he should satisfy his disciples. Not only that, he should have some realities. In Shastra it has been quoted, what? If you are taking any food, which with each grosh, what is the meaning? You should tell.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been stated, Bhakti Pareshano Bhavo Virakti Anyatra Chaisa Trika Eka Kala Prapadyamanasya Tashidasyus Tusti Pusti Shud Apayo Anugasam.
Or try to hear very positively and strongly.
Here, a very simple example has been given to make us understand what is the effect of practicing real transcendental devotional service. What is that? Just like when we eat food, then we must experience three results. The first result, when you eat the food, there will be some pleasure, some taste from that eating. When you eat the food, you will have some nourishment in your body and you will become very strong. And the third result, when you eat, before you were hungry, and now by eating, at every bite that you take, gradually that hunger is going away until the hunger is completely gone. So just as there are three effects from eating, for one who is surrendered at the lotus feet of Sadhguru and is following his instructions, hearing, chanting and remembering, and serving him in all ways, there must be three results. It must come. What is that? Bhakti Parishanam Bhavo Viraktiya. First, bhakti. That means his Shraddha. His faith is growing. Ado Shraddha, Tatha Sadhu Sangha, Vajana Kriya, Anatta Nivritti, Anattas are going away. Nishta, Ruchi, Taste, Asakti, Attachment, and then Bhav. So his bhakti, his sevabriti, the mood to serve, should grow day by day by day. This is the first result. Then the second result, Pareshama Bhav. That means realization must come. Gradually he will realize, who am I? Who is Krishna? And what is my relationship with Krishna? And then the third result, Virakti. Virakti means detachment. If one's attachment is steadily growing for Krishna, then at the same time, one will gradually become detached from this world until there's no attachment at all. Therefore, it should be concluded, just as if you are eating, but you feel no pleasure, you feel no strength, and your hunger is not going away, then what does it mean? That means that you are not eating, otherwise you have some worms in your stomach, you have a very bad disease. So there's some fault. So similarly, if we are hearing, chanting, remembering, and serving for many years, but realization is not coming, our sevabriti, our service mood is not growing, and we're not becoming detached from this world, then the conclusion is, we are not practicing bhakti, we are doing something else. Therefore, we should submit ourselves at the lotus feet of a qualified Vaishnava, and they will adjust our practice in such a way that we'll come in the line of pure bhakti, and these results will come.
Guru himself practices. He serves his Gurudev, all the Gurus in line, and Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu all. Himself. So, jajjad acharati sheshta tad dad ev itaro janasa jat pramanan krute lokas tad anuvartite. Oh, that is achar. Really Guru he is. Who has controlled his mind, his lust, his words, his tongue, his two more,
belly,
stomach, and
belly and genitals. And
everything. Understand? So he has controlled. So he is Guru. Those who are not doing so, they are actually not Guru. They have no realization. What should you do then? Oh, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. Oh, there are bogus persons, not Guru, who are apani ach na koile dharma shikhana na jaya. We cannot teach others. If we are not practicing ourselves, we have no realization. We have not controlled all these things that I have to. If he is not detached from worldly desires and worldly sense gratification, he is not Guru, he is Kangaroo. Kangaroo, you know? Kangaroo. Certainly. He is Guru. Guru means, you know Guru?
Cow.
Not cow. Animals without tail and without horn. What is that? Nonsense gadha. Gadha, you donkey. So, it has been told that guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janni na sasyat, daivang na sat, patishya sasyat, namo chaye dajasamu peta mrityam. Oh, mrity is on our head. Death is on our head. When it comes, if it will come, any moment. We are sitting here, the death may come. We are traveling, or in airplane, or any boat, or whole may crash. All may die. In a second. So, those who can save us, they are Guru. Or the Dev of not saving, Guru na sasyat. Oh, if Guru not saving us from this quickly coming death, if mother, swajan, swajan means all relatives, pita, daiva, oh, pati, or wife, or husband, or son or daughters, if they are not saving us from or helping us from this death which may come at any moment, really they should be rejected. How rejected? Once Mira, by in India, Mere to Girdhar Gopal Dusharo Nukoi. That Mira. He wrote a letter to Tulsidas. What should I do? My husband, my father, mothers, my sasusas, all are my now against. They are not favorable. What should I do? Oh, Tulsidas again at once wrote a letter in reply. Jinke priyan ram vaidehi. Jinke priyan ram vaidehi tajav koti bairisham jadyap paramashane. Tajav pratap pita prahlad vibhishan bandhu bharat mahatari guru vali tajav kant braj banitan bhaye jang mangal khari. At once you should reject all. Don't delay. If father, mother, or like Prahlad, rejected his father, mother. Bharat, he rejected his mother. Or gopis all rejected their husbands. And Bali Maharaj, even he rejected his Gurudev, he told him, he stopped him to fulfill the desire of Bamandev. He told that, I cannot tolerate, I am rejecting my Guru. These gurus are blind. Those who are not helping in Krishna consciousness. They should be rejected at once. Vibhishan, what he did? He rejected his brother, eldest brother, like father. But he rejected. Like Kaviraj Goswami rejected
his elder brother,
and his that guru, kul guru, he rejected. Don't delay for a moment. So here he is telling that sabda brahmani nishnato na nishnat pare jadi samastasya samphalam yadhunemo rakshata. I want milk. I bought a cow. Oh, very beautiful. What fancy came, I was supporting, nursing, giving grasses and so many things, but not giving a milk. Barren like. What should I do? But I want milk. Oh, you should keep there. No harm. Or bring any other good cow. And it may be that really she will give a calf and you will have milk. So if anyhow you have collected a guru, selected a guru, but Krishna bhakti is really not coming. Our love and attraction for Krishna is not coming. We are not developing our Krishna consciousness. Reject their guru. But if he is humble and he tells that, oh, I am not qualified for this, oh, you can go to higher association. Oh, you should go to that Vaishnava. Oh, he is really humble and guru. Giving some respect, you should try to go there and take association. And also pay respect to your guru. Whether he is Madhyam, he knows not so much, he is not helping so much, but he is favorable. But if he is not favorable, always giving so much obstruction, you should not attend any high class Guru, oh, only be with me and pay some dakshina in a year, no harm. You are my wealth.
Property.
If any guru thinks that all disciples are my properties, I should enjoy that property, then his bogus guru is not really guru. If you are with him, then you and that guru both will go to hell. So Jiva Goswami has quoted, Guru Rapi Avaliptasya Karja Karja Janata Utapat Pratipannasya Patyago Eva Vidhiyate. He has quoted from Udyog Parva Mahabharata. It is also an authentic book. What he is telling? That if your guru is engaged in sense gratification and he has no intellect,
discrimination,
to think what is good and bad. And if he is criticizing any high class of devotee, always criticizing, making offenses, then at once he should be given up. And what he should do? At once, he should search any high class of a realized guru. And this bogus guru should be given up. If you are not given, and have you so much affection for him, then you go to hell and that person will go to hell. Surely. So we should know all these things. So he is telling Vaishnava Vidveshi, if your guru knows all kinds of Shastra, he is expert in quoting all evidence from Shastra, but he is not detached from worldly desires and sense gratification. He has no realization. He is not giving proper respect to sincere devotees. Then, he is not Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava Vidveshi. Means? Offender. At once we should give up. And have a Vaishnava Guru. Avaishnava Padeshena Mantraena Niryambrajet Punascha Vidhina Samyak Grahiyet Vaishnavad Guru. Then you should go to any very high class of Guru. He has all the qualities. And no chance of falling down. Never, never and never he will fall down. So you should take initiation again. And if you have no, you don't know any, and you are not searching, you are unable to search any at this guru, then anyhow you should be in the association of any high class of Vaishnava. And gradually he will help you. And thus you should. If you are not following this, then in thousand and thousand of years, very hard. So, this Guru Nishtha is the backbone. So, anyone may ask that why you are reinitiating. I am not reinitiating. Never I reinitiate. If anyone, his guru is fallen and he has no faith on their gurus, I help them. At first I decided that I should not make any disciple in my life. Like a pratigya.
Promise.
I promised in my first life. At the time of my Gurudev, he wanted to give this Acharya Padvi to me also, but I rejected. Not rejected, very humbly I denied. I am not qualified. I cannot make shishya, disciples. After that, ISKCON leaders, due to the relation of my Shiksha Guru, they used to come to me and hear me. I told that I will only help you. I will not initiate anyone. And I was doing. But after some times, what became, I don't know. They became opposite. He will take all property. And he enjoys like we are enjoying. And thus we will deprive of all, he will take all property. But I was not going to take their property. But when they announce that anyone cannot go to Narayan Maharaj, if goes, he is kicked forever. We have no place for them. They can enter in our temples and here and there. Then they became what? I was thinking that what should I do? They did so with so many. Then I decided that I must help them. To whom they will go? I should help them. And then I began to initiate. So,
and they requested also for telling the word, if you reject, no, I should not go anywhere.
They told me to go with everywhere in their guidance. I rejected them also. Jok, a Vaishnava, if you have taken initiation from any that Vaishnava, and that Vaishnava is doing so much offenses, criticizing Vaishnava, you don't think that Vaishnava. Again, we should try to know. Shastri is telling. So I'm not reinitiating. I'm helping them only. If I'm not helping, then who will help them? Because they have lost their faith and their gurus. So I told all these things because we should know all these things. What was the next question about guru? I know that she is very strong, but so many persons ask like this, so it is very useful to reply that questions. But
this is a question which is raised by the devotees who are doubting whether we should hear or not from any advanced devotee. So the second question is, they think that to take the association or instruction from anyone other than Srila Prabhupada.
Odia devotee has gone just now. Is still there? Or they have left? That devotee is Indian? You should come for a moment and sing your song. I want to hear. And then we will discuss. Give this to her. She sings very well because she is Uriya of Jagannath. You can play harmonium? Do you play harmonium? Well, you should. Professor and her husband is also professor in mathematics, very qualified, and also devotees. Both are devotees. You should meet anywhere. आप कहीं फिर मुझसे मिलेंगी, जहाँ कहीं. ठीक. हाँ, अपने पति देव को भी कहेंगी. Thank you. What question? Now you should carefully hear.
The second question which devotees have who doubt that whether we should associate with advanced devotees or not is this. To think that to take the association or instruction from anyone other than Srila Prabhupada is like prostitution.
What is the question?
That to take any kind of instruction or help from anyone other than Srila Prabhupada would be like being unchaste or unfaithful to Srila Prabhupada.
Do you understand what he's questioning? Or what? Or give?
What is the question?
Question.
People think that if we hear Shastra from anyone but Srila Prabhupada, then we're not faithful to him. We can only hear from him, from his own mouth, his own body, or his own books. Even if other scriptures say the same thing that's been spoken by another pure devotee, still they have the conception that it's like a prostitute and faithless to our own guru, not understanding that guru is one and not understanding the principle of guru parampara.
Though I have answered it in my morning class, but still you should speak something. And then I will.
As Srila Gurudev quoted from first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Shiksha Guru is non-different from the Swarup or very nature of Krishna.
Oh, you can stand up.
And the Diksha Guru is non-different from the form of Krishna, his very form. He is not Krishna, but he's a manifestation of the form of Krishna. As we know, Krishna's form and nature is non-different. When his nature is that he's laughing, the laughter comes on his form. There's no difference between his emotions. If he's fainting emotionally, then his body faints. There's no difference between his emotions and his form. Similarly, because the Shiksha and Diksha Gurus are manifestations of his nature and form respectively, there's no difference between the Shiksha and Diksha Guru. The same person may be the Shiksha and Diksha Guru, like Srila Prabhupada is my Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Or the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru may have different forms. That is, my Diksha Guru is Srila Prabhupada and my Shiksha Guru is Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. So because Guru is one, because they're manifestations of Krishna, and Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur has stated in Raghavartma Chandrika that if your Diksha Guru has left before you're fully mature and before you're able to hear his instructions in your heart, not being a pure devotee yourself, you must, it's compulsory, to search out a qualified Shiksha Guru who is as competent as the Diksha Guru. If he's a bona fide Shiksha Guru, he'll be an equal manifestation as the Diksha Guru. So, therefore, there's no difference in the instruction between Krishna and Krishna. If the Shiksha Guru has the qualifications of a bona fide Guru, as Srila Gurudev was explaining, if one is Jigyasu, Sreya Uttama, if he does not inquire about material happiness, but if he's inquiring about Uttama Shreya, Shreya Uttama, the highest benefit of life, pure Krishna consciousness, such a Jigyasi, such an inquirer, must search out a bona fide spiritual master who has heard from the Guru Parampara, who is fully knowledgeable in all Shastric conclusions, and has realized what he is speaking. That is, he's experiencing face-to-face Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said that before he came to the West, he was reading that in America it snows. And he was telling his friends, in America it snows. But he had no realization, it was just words. So he said, when I came to America, I understood what snow is, because I felt it. Similarly, one who actually sees Krishna and experiences Krishna face to face, he's a self-realized soul. So his instructions being the same as the instructions of the Diksha Guru, because there's no difference between Krishna's instructions and Krishna's instructions, therefore There's no difference between hearing from Prabhupada and hearing from any other pure devotee. The very meaning of Prabhupada is one who is the Atthapada, one who is the representative of the lotus feet of Krishna. So any bona fide representative of Krishna's feet is as good as our Prabhupada. They're associates in the spiritual world, they're associates in this world. And if we ourselves don't understand what our Srila Prabhupada is saying, due to our own lack of bhakti, sukriti, sanskars, faith in our Guru Maharaj, and Srila Gurudev is saying the exact same thing as Srila Prabhupada, then we will, only then will we think that he's saying something different. For example, there are at least 100 or 150 quotes in Srila Prabhupada's books which say that the jiva can never fall from Goloka Vrindavan, Dhamma Svena Sadhani Rastakuakam, Satyam Param Dhimahi. That absolute truth, the son of Nanda Maharaj, lives eternally in his own abode, which is forever free from illusion. There's no maya there, so there's no question of falling. So Srila Gurudev is also preaching like that. Without this belief, then who will want to go to Goloka Vrindavan if there's again maya? This is Dharma Parad. But because Srila Prabhupada sometimes said something that sounds different, if you don't have intelligence, just like it's stated in Shastra, Vaishnava Parad is so dangerous that even if a Mahabhagavat commits Vaishnava Parad, he'll fall down. Therefore, they conclude that a Mahabhagavat Uttama Adhikari, associate of Krishna, can fall down if he offends a Vaishnava. But it's not possible for him to do so. This verse is only meant to show us the gravity of Vaishnava Aparad. Similarly, Maharaj Parikit asked Sri Narad Muni, how is it that Jayan Vijay could have fallen from Vaikuntha? In Srila Prabhupada's purport, he says that our acharyas explain very clearly that there's no possibility of them falling. So these people may only read the verse and not the purport and think that Srila Gurudev, who has full faith in Goloka Vrindavan, is different from our Srila Prabhupada. So it's only due to lack of faith in our own guru that we can't understand his teachings. Only a pure devotee, only a Mahabhagavat can understand another Mahabhagavat. Just because I have Diksha initiation from Srila Prabhupada, it doesn't mean I can understand a word that he says. Because real Diksha, Dhyana means Divyajnanam, realization of my transcendental relationship with Krishna.
Okay.
And Ksha means taking everything away. So the real Diksha disciple is another Mahabhagavat who's an associate of Krishna and realized his instructions. Also, Srila Prabhupada has instructed his disciples to hear from Srila Gurudev. If you look on the VNN internet, there's a discussion with Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev in between October and November of 1977, where Srila Prabhupada is personally instructing in front of all of his disciples Srila Gurudev to take care of them. He said, I brought so many unqualified disciples, and as much as Krishna gave me, I tried to help them, but I could not fully help them because of their own disqualification. So now I'm going, I'm asking you to help them further. And this was in front of all the disciples present.
Thank you. So, if you are not so much intelligent to go deep to understand your guru, you are not so qualified.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Gurudev, Prabhupada, never has written that you should not go accept me. You should not go to any person. Has he written like this?
No.
Never. He cannot write. He has written. He has translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has not done any new book. He has translated whom? Chaitanya Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He has quoted the verses of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sarup Damodar Rai, Ramananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all. So if anyone has curiosity to see the real book, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, what harm? Though he has written so many books, but he has never prohibited to his disciples that you should not read real books, original books. Srimad Bhagavat he has not done, but he has translated. Sometimes I see in that books, in these books, oh, author like Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta. But he is not author. What is? He has translated. Commentary he has written. So why should not we, if anyone is reading in Bengali books of Srimad Bhagavat translated by and given explanation by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, should we reject them? Your Prabhupada will be happy? Or he will be very happy? If you are not giving proper respect to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, if he is coming to you, oh, there are some my instruction, let me hear. What you will do? Reject him? If Rupa Goswami or himself, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu is coming to you and he is telling something, oh, go back, we don't want you. We want only here. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, will he be happy? Never. Because his mission, their mission is, their desires are the mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So, you should not reject, but you should honor all these things. Then, so I'm not in different from Swamiji in any way. They are telling A, B, C, A, apple, B, ball, C, cat, D, dog. I am telling something more, as his desire was. You should not remain in only first class all the time. If you are not gradually going up, 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 developing your study, then what? You are like a foolish person. We cannot remain in same position, same stage always. If Swamiji was now, he had told you all the things what I am telling. Surely he had.
Next question. These devotees think that your way of performing morning program is different from what Srila Prabhupada taught them. And so they cannot accept it, thinking it is a deviation.
I want to clear you that if you are doing aarti of Krishna and Radha, what is the use of that time singing Nishinkadev? Why? Oh, you should chant, you should do this kirtan, or by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, by Din Krishna Das, by so many, Raghunath Das was himself written, Radha Krishna, Jugala Milan. Jugala Milan. Oh, we should do like that. When we are eating, and I want, your Gurudev wants that you should give me some preparation, Mahaprasadam. And you are giving cold water on his head. What is this? Like nonsense. But he gave some concession in the beginners, for the beginners. If you are doing archan of Radha and Krishna and Aarti, you should do this song of that very Radha Krishna Aarti. If you are doing the Aarti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jaya Jaya Gora Chander, Aarti. At that time, why you will do so? Oh, Nisinghadev, Nisinghadev. Why? If you are offering something, bhog, then why? Namo Mahabhadanyaya. Namo Brahmanyadeva. Why? What is the use of that slok? You should simply, I am offering this bhog to you. You should accept. There are so many mantras and so many things. At first, for Vignesh, he never initiated second, first time. And so he told that, Namo Mahabhadnyan, he will accept. But really, now in developing all these things, you must do like this. When doing Aarti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not do Gurudev, Sansara Dava. First you should begin from here, before Aarti, be prepared by this Sansara Dava. And when Aarti is done, then Gura Chand Jai Jai or Radha Krishna. This Aarti should be shown. When you are offering, Shinkling Radha Krishna Abhyam, Etat Naivedyam. Kling Gaura Etat Naivedyam. Kling Gaura Yaswaha. Why not this, really? Method adopted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before that. Narad Vyas Sukadeva Goswami Ishwar Puri Madhavendra Puri Saut Damodar Raya Ramananda Roop and Sanatan Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Especially, he has given all these things, rules and regulation. First he was so kind, he made some concessions, and that is why he did not wanted to disturb anyone. So anyhow they should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But after that he told that you should not make any offense and then chant. After that he told, with relation you should chant. After that, so many things he wanted to tell you. He has written in his books. But we are not intelligent to accept all these things. And that is why they neglected. They never respected, honored the mood of their Gurudev. What was his mood? And thus, very quickly they fall down. All. And those who are still, if making offenses, they are falling. After you see some days, they must be fall. Those who are sincere, Grihastha Bhakta, or any house. Renounce order, they will be okay. So what should we do? We should try to know the real deep meaning of what he has written. If they have followed him, his orders, I think then never become fall down. Never, never and never. So we should go deeply. So, one more? What?
The last question. They think that your mood is different from Srila Prabhupada's. That this mood that you have is too high. And it is not meant for them.
For beginners or second class is too high. But like a what creature? Or like this. Or his first gives his first ear, mouth on anything and establish on that. Or then he keeps second. And then he takes like this. Inside. So we, if we want to go in devotion high, first we should keep our first right leg on this first step. And then when you are steady, then take your second left hand on that and be established. And then quickly keep your and thus go. This is the process of going on a roof. If you are not falling, I like to be remain in first step because my Gurudev has told to be here. He has never told to take your feet on next step. How I can take my feet from here? There was a well made by any father. Well. For water. Our son was thinking that my father has made a well. Ganges was very near. And after some time, the water of well was contaminated. And so many worms were there. Ganges is very near. And so many, his good advisors, relatives are telling, don't take water from this well, otherwise you will fall sick. So many rogues will come. He told, I cannot obey you. My father has made this well. I must take water from this well, whether I am dying or saving. I don't know Ganges. I will not go to Ganges. I will take thee. What is this? Nonsense. You should try to understand what your father did. He wanted to give a pure water. If water is not pure, you should try to make it pure. And then take it. But better, you should go to Ganges and take. So, we know, we should try to know his real mood. We are, in the morning, we, at the time of Mangalarti, we did what Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, written himself. What Raghunath Das has written himself. Deen Krishna Das has written, Aarti so many. Or Guru Maharaj has written a very good Mangalarati. Why we should not do? When our all these things are done, we will do the prayer of Nrisimhadev. Oh, please save us from all devils. There are so many demons. Oh, you saved Prahlad Maharaj from all the demons. And you should also. What is that? Oh, lust is big demon. Anger is so much big demon. So you should save me. And then you can pray Jaya Nishinki. What? Kirtan? Namaste Nishinghaya. Hlad hlad daine and then more sangha parto nishinga and you should never think that Nrisimha Dev is another thing other than Krishna. Oh, Krishna becomes Nrisimha Dev when any demon or danger or problems comes. Oh, Krishna becomes Nrisimhadev himself. Those who are helpful in Krishna consciousness, we should accept. Even, you know, Ramchand, Hanuman, is so powerful. He is himself Shankar, Lord Shankar. But we don't want. What we want? Oh, Gopishwar Mahadev in that form. He will help us. So, in our only giving up all these bad things, Nrisimhadev will help. But what he will help you in Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan with gopis? Can he give? Hanuman can give? Who will give? Those who will give. Oh, we will worship. We can worship Yogmaya. We can worship Govardhan Giriraj, Yogmaya, Vrinda Devi, oh, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. We can worship. They are very favorable. And they can give you Krishna Prem. But Shankar in his robe, his Rudra Roop, Shankar ran any other form, he cannot. So we don't do. Only, oh, when we are so much problems, oh, Nrisimhadev will come and he will save us like Prahlad. So after our finishing all these things, or in beginning, you can do like that. First Gurudev, Param Gurudev, Parakpar Gurudev, then more Gurudev, like our Guru Parampara we will do. And we will respect, we are honoring so much to Nrisimhadev. But in his disposition, proper mood. Oh, when we are doing Archana for Radha Krishna, and if you are remembering Nrisimhadev, that then, oh, strictly Radha and Krishna will go away. Even you are doing songs of Radha and Krishna, and you are doing archan, and if you are keeping Nityananda Prabhu there, then according to our Vedic culture, Bhagavat culture, oh, Radha and Krishna will not be there. Oh, they will run away from there. So, keep in another section or altar. Don't keep Radha Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu or Gauchandra. You can keep only Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu in one altar. And because Radha Krishna himself is Mahaprabhu. So no harm. No rasabhas. But if you are keeping Radha and Krishna and Gaur, Nityananda, Nisingha, Hanuman, Ram, Dwarkadish, Satyabhama, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Gopis in a same altar, mixture of all, and Radha Krishna is really not there. Never he can be. So you should realize that. If elder brother is there in Indian culture, or younger brother and his wife cannot play together. Never, never and never. If Baladev Prabhu is there, he is like father. Radha and Krishna will not meet. They will honor and they will quickly run away. And they do pranam to, Radhika also do pranam to Baladev Prabhu like a father. Now you see, and you live in this America and other Western civilization. Here, even a naked woman can go in the eyes of his elder brother, the elder brother of her husband, no harm. She can play also, no harm. But not in Rasa Shastra, if you want to love Krishna and Radhika. So do properly all these things. He could not teach all these things. That is why he told me to teach something. Gradually they will know. If he has told at that time, oh, they could not have understood. So you should try to know all these things. So I am not telling anything other than Swamiji wanted. So at the time of Radha Krishna conjugal, you should do. Before that, you can do anything, Sansar Davanal. But if you are worshipping Radha and Krishna, and you are doing sansara dava nala nidha loka, then this is not arti. This is Guru Parampara life, and the activities of Gurudev. What about glorifying of Radha and Krishna? What is glorification of Gauchandra? Jai Jai Gurachandir Arati Kasubha. If you are offering him, or you should do by that special mantra, then he will take. So we should know. Today is now, time is over. You should sing any kirtan, you. And then, you.
Hare Krishna.